Good morning again. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. You may open your Bibles to that. And looking at it a little bit in context, in chapter 11, right before that, we have the writer of Hebrews going through all the men of faith, all the people of faith that were believing that Christ was going to come and just believed it in faith. Then we go into chapter 12, and it begins there. We're surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses talking about all these men that came before, all these people of faith. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And then it leads on, the sentence continues now into verse 2. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that is set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So I want you to know that Jesus came to earth and endured the cross so that we could have joy. And I kept thinking of this verse, the joy before him, he endured the cross. And joy is one of these words, especially now as we come into Christmas. We see it, we sing joy to the world, which the irony of the fact that in our hymns of the church isn't in the Christmas section just tickles me a little bit, but besides the point. I see it on Christmas cards, just the word joy or joy to the world. It's a word that's popping up a lot right now as we plan to gather with friends and family. We anticipate joy. We want to enjoy each other. I want to enjoy my children. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I pray that I would enjoy them more. But in looking at this, Jesus, looking back here at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, where it says, who for the joy that was set before him, the joy that was set before Jesus, he endured the cross. I'm curious, I'd like to hear from you. What is this joy? What joy was Jesus anticipating? What joy was set before him? Any thoughts or comments? Us.
Relational joy?
Mm-hmm.
Being reunited with his father.
Being reunited with his father. Thank you. Those are some of the things that I was thinking about. Forgiveness of sins and relationship with the Father, restoration to the Father. So Jesus is the Son of God, the creator of the universe, and he came down to earth, and he endured this cross. While he was here on earth, he was human, just like we are, and suffered. He went through everything. He experienced everything we experience. But he had this joy that he was anticipating. What does Jesus coming to earth and enduring the cross have to do with us having joy? Once again, I invite you to respond. What thoughts do you have?
It is again to reestablish our relationship with the Father as it was, as it intended to be.
So once again, the reestablishment of the relationship with the Father. As we approach this Christmas season, it might be a struggle to find joy. You know, maybe we're thinking of gathering with family, and there's relationships, there's strange relationships. Maybe there's a family member that's sick, and healing looks distant. You're not sure what that's going to look like, and it's a struggle to find joy. Maybe you're just tired and discouraged from living life, the mundane of taking care of a family, going to work. Or maybe it's just your own selfishness and lack of surrender to God. So I want to remind us all this morning that Jesus came, he endured the cross, so that we could have joy, so that we could be restored in relationship with God. I'd like to sing number 417, I believe it is. Yes, 417. I enjoyed having you stand when John Lent sang, so please stand again while we sing this.
For me.
God, we're grateful that you came to earth, that you died, and that you suffered. We pray that we could be restored and that we could have relationship with you and that you would bring joy to our lives. Be with us the remainder of this service as we go into Sunday school and the sermon. We commit this time to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.